By playing the National Lottery, you raise £30 million every week for good causes. £30 million. That can build 1 million bee hotels to help the environment. Actually, shouldn't they be called B&Bs instead? Every week, you raise £30 million for good causes. The National Lottery. Your numbers make amazing happen. Players must be 16 or over.
99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Turn it up. On demand.
Every week at this time, we open up our show to allow you to maybe expunge a secret that may be lying within. You know, sometimes it's just cathartic. It feels good to just get it out. Sometimes they're a little...
Expunge is a good word. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Cleanses you.
Yeah.
Bit, doesn't it?
And sometimes it's almost as if you get it out for reassurance. And that's
sure.
What I... And that's what I think... It's the case here. Go ahead.
I really, really like this guy. Like, we've been seeing each other 6 months.
Okay.
But ever since I was a little girl, I have just dreamed of my wedding day, and I really, like, I see this awesome potential in him.
Okay.
So I didn't tell him that I bought myself a wedding dress.
Okay. Bought yourself a wedding dress.
Okay.
Without his knowledge.
All right.
But continue. Go ahead.
And the problem is the fact that he's starting to move some things in. He's staying more often. Like, I'm having to, like, shove things over my closet, and I'm afraid he's going to see this bridal bag and be like, what is that? So
right.
I don't want to scare him off, but at the same time, like, I really, really want him to stay in my life forever. So this is why I want to be prepared. Plus, it was a really good, like, $99 deal.
Oh, well, you can't. You know, falter for a sale.
No, I understand that 100%. I can't pass up a deal. Yeah.
Okay, hang on a second. I can't remember. Did she get the dress before she met the guy, or was it just a sale and she bought the dress on a whim? I can't remember.
It's hard to tell. It's kind of sounding like she bought it after they started dating.
Oh.
It's what it's sounding like. She didn't say, hey, I bought a wedding dress a long time ago just because I knew I'd want to wear it someday, and now I started dating this guy and I'm afraid he's going to freak out. I don't think that's the timeline.
Okay. Yeah.
Either way, a little awkward.
It is a little awkward because I know that, like I know in the case of my engagement and wedding, like my wife didn't buy a wedding dress until we had gotten engaged and
well,
we were planning that part of our life.
There are bridal styles change all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, I understand, like, the lure of a good bargain when you see a beautiful dress and you're like, oh my God, that's only $99. You know, I understand that. I understand that to my core. I do. But
Kelly lives
I feel
that
like
life.
She's doing herself a disservice if she doesn't wait until she's actually planning a wedding to see what kind of beautiful styles they have now, because the dresses are way different than they were 14 years ago when I got married.
Kelly, and I don't want to bring something up here, but I'm just going to say it. What if she doesn't fit in her dress when it comes time to actually get married?
It's a valid concern.
But it's only $99, so you can almost say, well, whatever, it was $99.
Right, I'll sell it on Marketplace.
Right.
I don't know. I feel like, I think she jumped the gun just a little bit. Like, I know, I understand her excitement about him, but I do feel like that could be a little bit of a warning flag for
okay, so
he did see it.
Yeah, Michaela texted in and said, I have a wedding dress from when I was engaged. I have it hidden because I'm trying to get rid of it. So, like, okay. I guess she's kind of in the same boat that if, you know, Michaela starts dating and a guy starts snooping around, which, awkward, and comes across a wedding dress, it could send the wrong message. But
she was engaged before.
I know, but then it starts maybe a conversation that she's not ready to have with him.
Well, okay, but I feel like usually in the first couple of dates, you're spilling that tea, are you not?
Wow.
I'm just saying, don't you when you're talking about your history and your life and...
I don't know if I was formally engaged is in date one or date two. Am I just
maybe three or four? But I feel like it's early in the process of dating, right? You're not waiting 6 months in to tell them that.
I'm thinking 6 months after you're already married, you tell them that.
Oh, wow. I feel like we need an expert to weigh in who's right.
I don't know.
When
Chris,
you drop that nugget.
Texts in and says it shouldn't bother him. Isn't the entire point of dating to find someone to marry? If he's not dating to marry, then she should move on. Well, I mean, it's hard to.
Very excellent point.
Yes. But it's hard to like think that far ahead and be that presumptuous when you're so new into the relationship. A lot of people are uncomfortable with talking that way, you know?
Right. You're just dipping your toe just to see if there's even long-term potential.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways.
Got it. But if he's already starting to move things in, then maybe it's a safe zone.
Maybe. All right. That's maybe. Family secret. You can discuss at Ben and Kelly Show.